Here's Chick Hunt stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. New York State Department of Environmental Conservation Commissioner announced the DEC's Climate Smart Communities Grants Program has now awarded $7.3 million to municipalities across New York as part of the $763 million in Regional Economic Development Council. This 50-50 matching grant program for municipalities supports climate change adaptation and local reduction of greenhouse gas emissions. The grants also provide support for communities seeking to become state-certified Climate Smart Communities. The Climate Smart Community Grant Program is one of 21 programs included in the REDC awards. The town of Amenia received $17,000 for Climate Smart Community certification actions. The town will pursue certification through completion of two CSC actions. Completion of a road stream crossing vulnerability assessment will determine the climate vulnerabilities associated with bridges and culverts. Completion of a climate resiliency planning will identify gaps in the town's policies regarding climate vulnerability and adaptation, which will help guide future policies and projects in that direction. Now, the town of Dover was awarded $14,000 for its Climate Smart Sustainability Update to their comprehensive plan. The town will amend its comprehensive plan to include a sustainability chapter. The town of Northeast was awarded $29,000 for its Climate Smart Community Certification Actions. The town and the village of Millerton will join forces to work towards Climate Smart Community Certification and will inventory government greenhouse gas emissions and create climate action plans, evaluate bridges and culverts for flooding and vulnerability, and perform climate resiliency planning analysis that will identify gaps in climate vulnerability and its adaptation processes. Well, the Kent Welcome Center will remain open through the winter months to accommodate visitors to the town with its restrooms and displays on information. An outdoor shower is now closed for the season. A total of 370 showers were taken in 2018 at $2 each, raising over $700 for the town. This year, a roof was added to the shower area to keep leaves out. In addition, a natural stone trim was added around the foundation. A $500,000 state small town economic assistance program grant was completed in recent months. That money will be used to purchase land and construct the building, as well as make improvements to the land. In North Canaan, the Planning and Zoning Commission is seeking a clerk to take minutes at its meetings, which are held the second Wednesday of the month at 7 p.m. Those interested should contact First Selectman at 860-824-7313, extension 101. A reminder, the Mass Audubon Society is offering free admission to Berkshire County residents. They're invited to visit the Wildlife Sanctuary on Wednesday, January 2nd. You can explore 7 miles of trails, learn more about various nature education programs. More information at 413-637-0320. Salisbury Visiting Nurse Association is offering a 4-week hospice volunteer training course beginning January 3rd. Volunteers train to support patients and their families during and after the final months of life. Training will take place January 3rd through 24th from 9 to 11 at SVNA on Salmon Kill Road. To register, contact Liz at 860-435-0816. The Amenia Town Board meeting for the reorganizational meeting on Thursday. That'll be held at Town Hall, first floor, Thursday at 6 p.m. It'll have the approval of Town Clerk fee schedule and the building fee schedule. A resolution number 1 of 2019, adoption of investment policy, and resolution number 2 of 19, constables authorized to carry identified firearms and other matters, and supervisors' goals for 2019, and then Town Board comments. Once again, that is Thursday. Town Hall, first floor at 6 p.m. The Town of Ancrum Planning Board has a notice of a public hearing that will take place on Thursday, January 3rd at 7 p.m. at the Ancrum Town Hall, County Route 7 in Ancrum, New York. Under consideration, application for a special use permit for pole-mounted solar panels on a parcel of land owned by Yaniv LLC, Ronniebrook Dairy Farm, on Prospect Hill Road. In Salisbury, a blood drive will be held at Noble Horizons on January 4th at 1 p.m. Noble Horizons Red Cross Blood Drive will be accepting your donations. All presenting donors will receive free long-sleeve t-shirt while supplies last. Registration, calling 1-800-RED-CROSS or visiting redcrossblood.org. Coming up on Saturday at the Scoville Library, Peter McCarron, Black History in Rural Connecticut, A Forgotten History. That will begin at 4 p.m. Meanwhile, Cameron Surfin will perform on Saturday, January 5th at the Northeast Millerton Library. A donation is requested to help cover expenses. The performance has no sponsors. For more information, 12moonscoffee@gmail.com. The American Legion Post 178 is hosting its monthly pancake breakfast on Sunday from 7 to 11 at its post located at 155 Route 44. The price is $8 for adults, $6 for children 12 and under, and seniors. Proceeds will go to support multiple Legion projects and the initiatives, including youth and children's activities and the Post Wounded Warrior Fund, which assists local veterans who are in need. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 265.06 to 23,327.46. The S&P 500 starts off today at 2,506.85, and the NASDAQ starts off today at 6,635.28. By note, United States stocks post their worst year in more than 10 years as the S&P 500 fell more than 6% in 2018. We'll check the tri-state forecast. That comes up in just a few minutes on Robinhood Radio.